Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday.
You're smiling.
It is the Morning News with Nancy and Jason. The show is sponsored by the H.L. Bowman Plumbing, Heating, and Air, home of the Bowman, who asks, Do you want to try?
Can I be of service?
Now, by comparison, this is for the H.L. Bowman people. If your guy goes down, oh, I tore my knee apart. The Bowman. We need someone to step in.
It's pretty awful.
You can pick Nancy or... Can I be of service?
The H.L. Bowman.
Thank you for playing along. I do appreciate
it. All right, Johnny L., you've got to put your headphones on.
He's going to do it now?
And then he's got to put... No. We got something else for you.
Do we?
Get your microphone on. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
It's Friday. Guess what? It's Friday.
Or Friday?
Friday. What is going on a week from today, Johnny Lucas? And what is going on 2 months from today, Johnny Lucas?
Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, I get it.
And what is going on a month and 2 days from today?
Gobble, gobble. Gobble.
Yeah. No. Dead.
God. What was the first one again? I mean, I know what it is, but what were you trying to do here? In a week from today? Oh, you're going to tie a woman to a railroad track. Like, he sounds like that old...
He sounds like that villain.
How about like a... or like... Like that, maybe. Or, I don't know. That's good. Good. This is exciting. You know what that's short for? I just found this out. I'm a huge, huge Friday the 13th fan. I found this out about a year ago. Maybe two. Maybe 10. I don't know. It's K-I-K-I-K-I-M-A-M-A-M-A. Short for Kill Ma. Kill Ma.
Oh, that's a really horrible thought.
Have you ever seen the original? I won't give away spoiler.
I know you and your mother had some issues, Jason, but...
Well, going to movies I shouldn't have seen wasn't really an issue, but
like,
more something
like Porky's when you're nine with mom.
I wasn't even nine, I don't think. That's the story real quick. God. It was Movie City 5 in Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Okay.
I say that because people go, yeah, that didn't happen. Like, I remember it was the first theater when you went down the hall to the right and turn, and the ticket taker guy who was at the door literally said, do you know what this movie is? And my mother's response was, yeah, it'll be okay. He'll be fine. And the guy says, okay. And then I looked at him and he just whispered, do you want me to call for help? No, he did the last part stuff.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. But the everything. And I saw Porky's, which is so inappropriate.
Just so awful.
It was inappropriate for me at that era. But if you go back, people don't even show that anymore because it's really horrible.
It's just misogynistic and, you know, looks like possible sexual assault.
a lot of hardcore racist stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just ugly stuff. Inappropriate movie.
But horror film stuff. Kill, 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 ma, ma, ma. But anyway.
Yeah. Horrible thing.
But okay. Your turkey, John, was horrible. Can I hear that again?
No, it was fine.
Turkeys sound more like that.
You're
like
picky.
That's a turkey's kind of sort of sound like, I think. Don't they?
I think so.
But I think
it sounds like a turkey being slaughtered.
Well, that's what we do in America. This is a turkey right before it gets to your table.
Why? And then what happens
then
after
eat,
you
then
eat
we
it?
Eat it.
And you go, yum.
Yeah.
Mm. All
this
right.
is a weird start.
I know.
And that's what's going on, folks.
If only that's all we had to talk about. But there's a whole hell of a lot of other stuff going on. All right. Well, we had a commissioner's candidates debate for Lackawanna County special election that we will get into.
Okay.
Also on the list of stuff, like, you think it's bad enough, the sparring in Lackawanna County. Now both Lackawanna and Luzerne County are openly arguing about extra police that it looks like are not needed at the airport. Whose side do you take on this one? We're going to get into that. Also, we've got polling out on the destruction of the east wing of the White House. The majority of people think it sucks. I use that word. Boo, hiss. No, not popular. Really awful. We've got the NBA somehow connected to this organized crime gambling bust, where Stephen A. Smith, well-known sports broadcasting talk show host,
and now political commentator of all things,
as too, well, yeah. Yes, says that Donald Trump is coming after the NBA and the WNBA is next. And overnight, Donald Trump has halted all trade talks with Canada because he's butthurt over Ronald Reagan's comments on tariffs that are in an ad that Canada has placed all over the United States of America. Do we have that ad?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here we.
It's very interesting because now people are going to and you know, the Reagan the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute is telling people to go listen to it in its full context, to which I went over and listened. And I'm looking at the comments and people are going, okay, but like that wasn't misrepresented at all by the Canadians.
So it's a Canadian commercial, features Ronald Reagan, and President Trump doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it because it's critical of tariffs. I mean, I think Ronald Reagan would also disagree with Donald Trump on immigration as well. In a very large way. But anyway, let's get back to this one. This is the ad that is playing across the U.S. And it was, I think Ontario is actually the one that placed, like officials from Ontario have placed this ad because it has to do with tariffs. As we know, this never-ending negotiation, which was supposedly still going on. Now Donald Trump has halted all trade talks with Canada because of this ad.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. Then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs. Throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition. America's jobs and growth are at stake.
All right. So the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation, they learned that the government of Ontario created that ad campaign, and they did not seek nor receive permission to use the remarks, and they didn't like that it was edited, and they are reviewing legal options, they say. In the meantime, they're encouraging people to watch the unedited video on their YouTube channel. And again, a lot of people have gone over there to take a look at it. And you can watch it for yourself. I think it's 5 minutes or so in length. Okay. I see a lot of people who are going over there going, wow, not a Reagan fan. My God, it was nice to hear an articulate, well-read address. And another one. So to me, this unedited video supports the Canadian view. Another, people who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Advice from a wise man, beloved in his country, respected worldwide. So a lot of people are going to this place and watching it and maybe getting more information. But the president was very unhappy and says that he is terminating all trade negotiations with Canada because of that ad. He is accusing Canada of trying to influence a pending U.S. Supreme Court case that could doom many of his tariffs, including the ones in Canada. So the foundation itself did not say what was misleading. They just tell you to go watch the whole thing.
Right.
But it looks like this was a bridge too far for him. So he doesn't, you know, he doesn't like it if someone calls him out.
No, he's not a fan.
Something. I mean, like, welcome to, you've run how many elections now? It's going to happen. There's going to be things that people put out there that you don't agree with. It's wild how he's gotten more and more thin-skinned as time has gone on.
I want to say he hasn't, but it's still jarring when he gets that way. And certain things I've gotten used to. When he kind of turns and snaps at something or somebody, it still seems kind of just like, why can't you just go agree to disagree or whatever?
Right. No. Punishment. Must punish. We shall see. Anyway, right now, that has been terminated. And we'll see, because you know what happens. Everything old is new again. It lasts for a day, then it's a whole turnaround. So we can certainly talk about that. But right now, it looks like those talks are off. We've got a whole bunch of other stuff. We are going to get into the Lackawanna County Commissioners a while, because you have on the same, first of all, on Wednesday, Brenda Sacco is sworn in. They have their meeting that day, too, and discuss a lot of things.
Right.
A lot had happened and came out in the news. There were questions about, it seemed to me, very cryptic comments from the Lackawanna County Democrat Executive Committee Chairman Chris Patrick. I mean, the reason why people were wondering about Tom Welby and is he going to stay if he's there? Are they going to try to use him as a placeholder? Like, all of that stuff was just natural wondering and speculation, because Chris Patrick, in his comments to some of the news media, made it sound really nebulous what was going to happen next. Now, Tom Welby since then has come out to say if he's elected, he will serve the term.
They address it all in the debate.
And it is in the debate. We have some clips for you from that debate. We will play some of their comments because that happened last night. All right, we've been talking a long time about this vacancy in Lackawanna County for the commissioners. It has been filled with Brenda Sacco for a whole whopping, looks like, 11 days now. She has said that she would like to be in that position through the end of the former commissioner, Matt McGloin's term, which would be early January 2028. But she's not on the ticket, any of them. She won't be someone you could vote for when the special election is held. So there was some question when she and Chris Patrick of the Democrats executive committee in Lackawanna County made comments about her possibly continuing in that position. And some people speculated. I'd say I did too, because were people who were wondering, because of some things that were said, if Tom Welby, for example, who was chosen by Chris Patrick for the Democrats to run, would he, if he wins, stay in that position, or could someone see him stepping back? And because this thing's been decided, Brenda Sacco is back in there. Now, she also can continue to fight the special election, and it looks likely that might be what happens, but they're saying they're waiting to see what happens and who gets chosen in this upcoming election.
Yesterday, one of the speculative points was, if Tom Welby wins, would he then resign and let her take the spot?
Right.
So that was a question going into the debate, and this is where he answers. He was asked point blank, like, will you serve your term if you win?
To be clear, if I'm lucky enough to be elected and the election is certified, I will be serving as county commissioner until the end of this term. And I believe that when this special election was dictated and mandated by the court, that overrides anything else. And with all due respect, if Brenda were to pursue it, Brenda's an incredibly talented and intelligent person. And if she chooses to pursue that, she certainly has every right to do that if she feels that she has that responsibility or ability to do that. Certainly that has nothing to do with me. That's her decision. But I think that a a decision by any judge or anybody that's going to make a decision regarding this down the road. I think if they have the choice of a decision, or rather an appointment made by a committee versus an election made by the people, they're going to choose the election made by the people.
Yeah, I think so too. I agree with you, Tom Welby. Good for you. I always think it would be better to be something that the people get to choose rather than a person. All right, let's hear from Michael Cabellini, independent, who is running, was at the debate as well.
When we talk about the special election, I mean, you know, for any three of us to sit here and talk about it is speculation at this point. What I do know is that the special election was definitely decided on two separate courts. I actually sat in court and defended the special election myself. I was cross-examined by the Democratic Committee's attorney, and I fought very hard to ensure that each and every one of your voices were heard. So if it does come to the point where there is some kind of challenge, I can promise you immensely that I am here to serve as your county commissioner and to ensure that the voice of the people is heard with a free and fair election.
All right, let's get to Chet Murley, Republican, really quickly here as we're finishing out talking about this whole issue with, you know, what could happen next.
I wish Brenda Sacco well. On that question, I spoke to four lawyers today and I got three different answers. Yes, there will be challenges. And I do not believe that this fighting between this party is going to end with this appointment. I think it's just going to continue. And it just continually shows how Lackawanna County is broken. It's not about a Democrat versus Republican anymore. It's just infighting within the party.
There you go. It's so true. What we're going to hear from them next when we come back about reassessment, because that's a huge issue for people. And they were asked where they stand on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On that, one of the big issues in Lackawanna County obviously has been this reassessment, the process underway for a few years, and we are almost at go time where people will have to pay on these new assessed values. Or won't they? It's a big question, and it was a question that came up in the Lackawanna County Commissioners debate last night.
Will it be paused? Will it be stopped? Or will the candidates want it to keep moving forward?
Yeah, that's the question. This took place at the University of Scranton, by the way, the special election debate. All right, so we have the answer to that question about, we have the question and then we have the answer.
Well, the question is basically, are you going to stop it or pause it or let it go? Here's a response from an independent candidate, Michael Cappellini.
Our opinions don't matter when it comes to the reassessment process. It was signed into law in 2022 by President Judge Tom Munley. To stop and or pause the reassessment would be detrimental to the taxpayer, an already burdened tax bracket. We have to ensure that we move forward with the reassessment. It's a very imperfect process. Being a past realtor, I understand that very much so. My mother is a broker here in Lackawanna County, so we definitely understand how frustrated the people are.
Okay, so he's standing with the move forward with the reassessment. All right, let's get to Republican Chet Murley's thoughts on this.
Court orders could be extended or appealed. There's no question that the reassessment was needed, and there is a deadline, but that deadline could be pushed forward. And concerning the legal, again, I spoke to four lawyers. I got eight answers this time. The reassessment was rushed, and it's left taxpayers frustrated and extremely confused. The adjoining counties of Monroe and Schuylkill both had reassessments done, and that process, they knew what their tax burden was going to be. No one in Lackawanna County has an idea of what their tax is going to be. The reassessment, the prior reassessment, was down a fraction of what the homeowner's property was worth. The new reassessment is 100% of the value, supposedly. So taxpayers have a number down here and now a number.
So he's saying it can be pushed off because there's just been a lot of confusion and we need to give it more time. And again, legally, we don't know, as he says, eight different answers as a joke. But I do think people, when they go to these things, should turn their phones off. Meanwhile,
and don't bring your flute.
God, what the hell was that? Sounded like the Little House on the Prairie theme song. Okay, let's get to Democrat Tom Welby, his answer to the question about what to do about reassessment.
There's so much smoke and mirrors going on here, and the reality is our commissioners in the past were not responsible enough to order a reassessment in the last over 50 years, and they didn't do it because if they did do that, they were afraid they wouldn't be reelected. This reassessment that happened didn't come down because of the commissioner's decision or a court decision. It came down because of an agreement between people that were suing to have this this done after 50 plus years. And they came to an agreement with the county, and that was ratified by the judge. That was the court order. I wonder if the administration has gone back to the people, the Center for Community Justice, that came and argued this point, if we went back to them and said, hey, look at, we have 114,000 properties that were assessed. 4,800 were appealed. If you have, according to Dr. Google, if you have an assessment that has gone over 20 years since the last reassessment, you expect 10 to 12% appeals. This is over 50 years. We have 4% have appealed it, and they haven't appealed it because they don't understand it.
You know, he kind of went on. There's so many questions.
So did he answer as to whether it should be delayed?
I mean, we skip ahead.
His new assessment is $206,000. Sam has no idea what that means as to what his new tax bill is going to be.
And that's his neighbor, by the way. Sorry, my bad.
That means as to what his new tax bill is going to be. And that's not fair. It's not right. And what's even worse is this administration did not help in any way whatsoever to help educate people as to what their new tax was going to be, to help educate people on how to fight for this reassessment, and to help people to do that, to help them file that appeal. They say, well, just go and get three comparables. Do you think anybody up and down my block even knows what a comparable is? It's so wrong. They don't know where a comparable is. They don't know where to get it. We have so many people that
I think he has said that he wants to delay it because he thinks there's a lot of confusion about it. I hope I'm not misrepresenting that.
I think the last 10 seconds here.
People have no idea where they're at. And I think that a court would see the light of that. Also, 70% of those that have been appealed have been lowered. If 70% were wrong, what is right with this reassessment? We need to just slow it down. Just slow it down. And as Chet said, just stop it. And we have flat line. We just continue it next year.
Right. Slow it down and stop it. Two different things. Yeah. But yeah.
I know in the ads he has said that it needs to be delayed. By the way, just to like share the love that he had there. I'm having a sarcastic tone because he talked about the fact that elected officials didn't have the guts to do this. I agree with him. I mean, yeah. It was an unpopular thing, but just to be fair, there was a referendum that was also on the ballots asking voters to approve a reassessment, and that got voted down. So the people also didn't want to do it, but it surely should have been done way, way before this time. All right. So there's a lot more. If you go online, you can find video of last night's debate if you need to get more information on the candidates. If you're going to the pumpkin patch or haunted woods or some kind of outdoor trunk or treat this weekend, it looks pretty nice. I mean, you know, 50 some degrees, but partly cloudy on Saturday. Only in the morning might we see a little drizzle. But Saturday's high 53. The outlook for Sunday looks absolutely fantastic. Mostly sunny and a high of 55 degrees. All right. I just want to mention, because this has been a huge story this week.
I came out.
It is the demolition of the White House's East Wing. All right. Most adults, according to the latest YouGov survey, do not approve of the demolition. And look, the fact that they just go and do this without going through the proper channels is one thing. The fact that the president at first said it would be, you know, another structure, it would not be encroaching or, you know, impeding on the current structure, and then the complete destruction is just disgusting. I don't know if you've had a chance to see the satellite photos of this thing before and after. It's disgusting.
You have to find the recent ones because people are still going, who says he tore it down? Here's a picture, and it's old pictures. A lot of
I
want to
know
around,
like what these companies think about the fact. You know, it's one thing if you say, I'd like to help out and be a part of this, as long as, again, things are done in the right manner. There's a list of companies, and again, I don't take his word for it. I would like to see how much money each has given. All of that, all those ducks should be in a row before one drop of the building comes down. And it's already, you know, it's always with this administration, shoot first, ask questions later. But here we've got this poll. Just 23% of those polled approve of the demolition. 53% disapprove. 24% are like, I don't know, because they don't pay attention. 44% of Republicans approve. Just 10% of Democrats do. Among independents, 55% disapprove. So the cost of the project, again, is another thing that it keeps changing. It was $200 million. Then it was $250 million. Now it's $300 million. And by the way, that kind of money, people are going, what is going to be inside of this thing to cost that much money? It sounds like a Versailles, which once you take something like this and add something like this on, people have said, is it now a palace?
No, it's a White House with a dance. Yeah, I see the point.
It's so
visually
crazy.
It looks different.
You know, most of the time, this is the business. This is the people's house. We've never been the design of the architecture historically. It's like colonial. This is not. It's not the garish, gold, ornate, ostentatious display of like overdone. And he loves that stuff, but there's no thought as to the integrity of the architecture historically. And also what happens after he's gone. This is not one person's ego or vanity, but it looks like it is. And again, people, you guys can bring up every other thing that was done there, and you will see that it went through all the proper channels. But you don't care, because you just go, oh, if it makes a lib upset, I'm happy. Because it's not policy positions that you have, or making the world a better place, or our country a better place. And none of this helps you or me or anybody else afford their groceries, afford their electric bill, afford their health insurance. None of it. It doesn't solve any problems. And he's focused on something that is, in the grand scheme of things, superficial. It's nothing to do with substance. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, we have a Friday beer buzz. We are starting to like some of these IPAs.
They're sneaking up on us.
They are.
They don't bite you as much as they used to.
No, I mean, obviously they have some that are really bitey because that's popular. It's just funny because like last week, we were all in agreement. Delicious. We enjoyed it. That was a good
intimidating
one.
When you first get the whiff, because it feels like it's going to bite you, but it doesn't. It's like IPA technologies through the roof. It's great.
All right, people, you don't have to freak out too much about having to get your 10,000 daily steps. Of course, if you do that, that's good.
I haven't been.
I had the last 2 days, I've been a lazy bum. I had a doctor's appointment and an imaging done. It's just some stuff. And I just have been tired. I did not go for my long walks the last 2 days. My watch told me that I've had a change in my daily steps.
Like, you okay, Ness?
Shaming me. So yeah. Now today I must go extra hard. Anyway, new research now reveals that walking 4,000 steps a day may cut death risk by up to 40%. They looked at over 13,000 women over the age of 62. Women walking 4,000 steps once or twice weekly reduced their death risk by 26% and heart disease risk by 27% over a decade. Those walking 4,000 steps three or more days weekly lowered their death risk up to 40%. Now, those of you women exceeding 7,000 daily steps, you're decreasing your death risk by 32% and your heart disease risk by 16%. Why is it that it's a higher lowering of the death risk for 4,000 as opposed to 7,000? I'm confused. But anyway, they say it's really about consistency. Build it into your daily lifestyle. Be mindful of it. And they tracked participants for 11 years. This was for older women, again, in this study, over the age of 62. Really, really good. Now, 4,000. Don't freak yourself out if you're struggling with 10.
I'm struggling with like 1,000.
Oh, I don't think so.
Thank God I'm not an older woman, because that's what that study
is for.
Your
office is on the other end of the building. You're getting some steps in. But yeah, you should also be walking more if you're not getting
4,000. Every once in a while, I will look at my phone because the app is like built in with the iPhone. And if I open it up, it kind of looks at me like, oh, so you know I'm a thing. Yeah, I didn't know, I didn't know you cared. I'm like, I'm here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.